Zvachim Pirgir Aleph, Mishnah Dalet 11:4. The Mishnah continues on the very same topic. It says, Echad ha-beged, ve-echad ha-sak, ve-echad ha-or. It doesn't matter if the utensil which got the blood of the chatas spattered on it was made of beged, that means woven natural fibers, or sak, sak is sackcloth, that means a garment woven from the hair of a goat, specifically goat hair, and Echad ha-or, or is leather, a leather hide. So the point is, it doesn't matter what the material is made of, if it is the kind of absorbent material that could be laundered, then the din is, te'un and kibus, it must be laundered in the specific way using those specific detergents, b'makom kadosh, in a holy place, as that's the language of the verse, but it's referring specifically to the azar, the temple courtyard. Now, we're moving on slightly now to a new topic. The same psukim we said before also talked about the requirement for if you cook kadshim, or let's talk with the chatas for now, in a pot or pan, jug, whatever the story is. So there's a separate issue of nosar. It goes past a deadline, and if it's chatas, that means the morning after. So if you shut that on a Tuesday afternoon, then on the break of day on Wednesday morning, it's now become nosar. So it's forbidden. And there's essentially what we might call a kashrus problem. You have to deal now with the fact that what's left over in nosar is super not kosher. There's a chi of karas for eating it. It's very tum, very not kosher. So you have to essentially kosher your pots, to put it simply. Now, the point of our mission is that the koshering of those pots must be done in the Azara as well, the temple courtyard. That's because the pasuk requires it. The pasuk, the very next pasuk, the psukim that talk about the blood of the chatzer we've been dealing with all along. So the psukim essentially read, pasuk chaf says kol asher yiga b'vsara yikdash, which means any food that touches the korban of a chatas, it becomes like essentially having the same status of it, which means past the deadline, it'll also become not kosher as nosar. Then it goes on to say that v'asher yiza medama al beged, asher yiza aleha techabas makom kadosh. If blood splatters, then the plates that got splattered needs to be laundered in the makom kadosh, in the azara. And the Torah has in mind the courtyard, the chatzer, the courtyard around the Mishkan, but that's the halachic equivalent of the temple courtyard, which means the azara of the Beis HaMikdash. And then the next pasuk says, uchli cheres, and this vav connects to the previous, so also for kli cheres, an earthenware, like a clay container, asher tuvashal bo, yishaver, if you cook, like say in a soup tureen, like terracotta soup tureen or clay soup tureen, whatever it is, your stew from your chatas, etc., and this is going to apply really to all kachim, then it has to yishaver, it has to be broken. The reason why is because you'll recall that you can't kosher eyes by hagala, like by immersion water or something, something out of earthenware, like clay, because it doesn't release all the absorptions, so it has to be destroyed. Vim b'chli nechoshes bushala, if the sacrificial meat was cooked in a metal container. Nechoshes means copper, so copper or bronze, but this would apply equally to, a cast iron pot. The point is, if you use the pot out of metal to cook up the stew that the korban was in, so then umorak v'shutaf b'mayim. It has to be murak. Murak, marika, is like purging, and shtifa is rinsing with water. Okay? And since that pasuk I just read has the vavs, and it comes immediately after the previous pasuk, which talks about the beged being laundered inside the azar, the understanding is that I'll call it the kosherizing, the purging and rinsing, or the breaking of the containers, the pots that have the absorptions of what became kosher as became not kosher, I should say, as nosar, leftover sacrificial meat, past the deadline. So it has to be kosherized, rinsing and purging and rinsing, or breaking. That has to be done inside the azara as well. That's what Mishnah says here. It says explicitly, Ushviras kli cheres, the breaking of the earthenware container, b'makom kadosh, must be done inside the azara, in the holy place. Umariko shtifa b'kli nechoshes, and similarly, the purging and rinsing of the metal, literally the copper or bronze container, has to be done b'makom kadosh, again in the holy place, that's the azara. Zechomer b'chatas Mekadshei Kadshim. This, and this here referring to specifically to the requirement to launder, learns the Bartanur like Rashi, is specific to the Chatas, and that's more strict than it is to than other Kadshei Kadshim, meaning an Asham or a Ola, if the blood splatters on the clothing, there's no requirement to launder in the Azara, but there is such a requirement for a Chatas blood, but we'll see that all of the Kadshim, and certainly Kadshei Kadshim, if it is cooked in a pot and the like, although there's leftover grease in the pot, etc., so past the deadline, or the notes are a deadline, then at that point, it needs to be kosherized, removed, purged, and rinsed, or smashed, as the case may be.